Good morning. This is Connie Johnson, author of the new release and projected bestseller, Soldier Girl. I would like to welcome you to the Good Shepherd broadcast with Pastor Clinton Turner and First Lady Glenda Turner, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, 1110 South 10th Street, Leesville, Louisiana, 71446. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast or previous broadcast, you may contact Dr. Derek N. or Connie Johnson at 337-424-1286 or 337-424-2286. Please join us for our broadcast, already in progress.
God got tired of them people beating up on his people.
Yeah.
He sent a tired-tongued preacher named Moses.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Go down there and tell him to let him go.
Yes, sir.
And when God speaks,
Well,
somebody ought to listen.
Right.
But after all the trouble that God sent Pharaoh's way, he told him, get him up and get him out of here.
Yes, sir.
All them plagues.
Yeah.
God will send you through stuff.
Yeah.
To get your attention. God will send trouble your way just to see how strong he is. He will test us. God don't tempt us. He tests us. If you're who you say you is, take God at his word. They come out of Eden.
Yes, sir.
And they get to the Red Sea.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And one thing about God, he know what he's doing. They got there and they start complaining. You know how we are. When God bless us, soon as we get out of one predicament, we start complaining. And they get to the Red Sea, and they can't go across, but they didn't have a boat, and they didn't have a bridge. But Pharaoh said, I changed my mind, y'all go get it. But when they see the chariots, they started fussing at Moses. And Moses turned around and said, wait a minute. Watch this. He took what God gave him, a rod, and held it up to the Red Sea. And the Bible say the waves and the water separated. And the people went across on dry land. You got to leave here to get on the other side to get to where I'm going to bless you. And when they got there, the army was behind
them.
And Moses said, wait a minute. Pump your brakes. If God opened it, he can close it. Because if he had left it open, somebody would have went back to Egypt. See, God knew what he was doing. He closed the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army got drowned in the Red Sea. And Joshua's job was to take them to the promised land. But God has a way of letting you know it was him who did it. They didn't have a boat. And they didn't have a bridge. But they got open. You got hellhounds on the track. You got bills to pay. If God paid the last month, he'll pay it this month. And as they travel, the Bible says that I want you to go through the land of Canaan, and I want you to possess it.
Yes, sir.
He said, I've already given it to you. You just got to go get it. But in the 22nd chapter of Joshua, the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, they called Moses. Called Joshua.
Yes, sir.
And they said, Joshua, we don't want to go cross old Chitty Jordan.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to go cross Jordan. Because what we see over there is a desert.
Yes, sir.
You missed it. They told Joshua, we decided that we're going to stay on this east side.
Yes, sir.
Where they have green grass. And flowing streams.
Yes, sir.
Because they were husbands. They were cattlemen. They had sheep, they had goats. But they looked at the desert. And they said, we don't want to go over there.
That's right.
Because we see the desert.
Yes, sir.
But we decide.
We decide.
That we're going to stay on this east side. Where there's green grass and flowing streams.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't it a sad indictment? When God say everything west of the Jordan is the promised land? But they want to stay on this side. On the east side. Where we see green grass, and flowing streams. But the promised land of milk and honey is on the other side. On the west side. You can't see it, but it's there. So in other words, don't settle for less. Settle for the best. And the best thing you can have is the promises of God. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, call me when you need him. He said, lift up your eyes. Holy gates, because the Lord come in. That the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Strong and mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. His word says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. All of that is the promised land. But they decide. We're going to tell them They forgot what God blessed them with.
Yes, sir.
And we today still forget. Who woke us up this morning? Started us on our way. Put running in our feet. Put joy in my heart. Yet when my heart get heavy, he's a heart fixer too. He's a mind regulator too. And I tell you, he's God. He's God all. So they want to decide. We know what we're going to do. We're going to stay here.
We're going to stay here.
On this east side. They made a choice. And the other thing, I'm going to tell you something. We still got to make choices. And the choice you make has consequences. Every decision that we make has consequences. Joshua said, if it seem evil to you, you know what? This world seem evil to me. How can a God, a loving God, put up? I'm trying to find the word because I'm put a man in the White House. God all knowing, all power. All merciful. Can put a man that'll rock, that will lock up a 2-3 year old baby in a dog kennel. How can that happen?
I can't let that.
But I want you to know.
Come on with it now.
Just like Barack Obama was elected 2 times. God put him in it. It was God who put Trump in it. But I'm telling you, to get us to turn back to him. You can get so far away from God. God can say, okay, you won't do what I say? Well, I'm going to make you come back to me. And that's what we got to do. We got to go back to the principle and the basic principle of God's word. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. But they say, we decide. I'm my own man. I do what I want to do. But that's what the shape is. That's why the shape is. We in this world that seems like God has lost control.
Uh-huh.
But God ain't lost no control.
Yeah.
God is getting ready to bring his people.